Time for Beyond the Playbook on this Friday morning. Joining us, Matt Sabuda. Good morning, Matt.
Good Friday morning.
All right, Matt, we get ready for a game with the Oakland Raiders, a traditional foe of the Bills. And as you put things into context here, also maybe give us a little bit of historic flavor like you so often do.
First of all, sets up to be the latest in the test of, is this the same old Bills or are we seeing an evolving franchise? The Bills enter the game at 4-2 and are 3-point favorites, according to a number of sites. And 3 points is generally the amount odds makers spot a team for a home field advantage. So despite the Bills coming in with a better record at home, the experts, they're still not convinced that this team is for real quite yet, and tough to blame them. Before we get into the game, let's take a walk down statistics and history lane a bit. The Bills have only been 5-2 twice during the playoff drought since 1999. Obviously, in both seasons, their playoff hopes fell apart. But as it sits now, the Bills are occupying the fifth playoff spot if the season ended today, which is a long, long ways to go. But if they can get to 5-2 over Oakland this week, they jump into a tie for the third playoff spot along with a share of the AFC East. Winning these conference games at home and against an opponent directly competing with you for a spot in the playoffs is critical. And the Raiders, they're a young team. Came into the season as a popular Super Bowl pick, but just haven't played up to those expectations as they enter Sunday with a 3-4 record. However, their last win was against the Chiefs, who are one of the league's best teams through 7 weeks. So I guess no pressure on the Bills as they get ready for Sunday in their latest test.
Oh, yes. Another test for the Bills. All right. So who are we going to keep an eye on during this game?
Well, for the Raiders on offense, look no further than quarterback Derek Carr, who absolutely lit up the Chiefs secondary in Oakland's win last week for 417 yards passing. And it presents a major challenge for the Bills secondary as they're battling injuries in back-to-back games in which the opposing quarterback has thrown for over 300 yards. They could really use a bounce-back game in the worst way. And on defense, it's former UB linebacker and now Oakland All-Pro Khalil Mack. To be honest with you, summarizing Mack in the challenge he represents, just a whole bunch of legitimate cliches, and listeners are likely going to hear this over and over throughout the weekend and during the game, so I'll just leave it at he's ridiculously good. He can and he does dominate games. For the Bills, all eyes are again going to be on Tyrod Taylor, who just completed his second fourth quarter comeback as a Bill last week against Tampa. So he's still desperate to prove his place as a starting quarterback in this league, so what better challenge than getting a win over a defense that not only beat him last year, but forced two turnovers directly attributable to Khalil Mack, of course. And on offense for the Bills, this presents a great opportunity for running back LeSean McCoy, who had one of his biggest games as a Bill last season against the Raiders. He had a combined 191 yards rushing and receiving. If the weather's sloppy on Sunday, he may yet again get plenty of opportunities for a big game.
All right, so great perspective in that regard, but in the end, how do you see this all playing out?
This is where things get interesting with those X factors. Ordinarily, West Coast teams that travel east, they don't fare all that well. But because Oakland is coming off an extended rest, having played last Thursday, this disadvantage might be mitigated just a little bit. But either way, that 1 p.m. East Coast time is still going to be a challenge for Oakland. And add in the weather, like I mentioned, a few days out, we're looking at mid-40s and a chance of rain. And if that chance of rain can go up and the Bills can get assist a little bit from the wind, should likely play in their favor, particularly because the Raiders are not going to be able to rely on ex-Bill Marshawn Lynch as he's serving a one-game suspension. Now, these are certainly big ifs, and worth noting that despite the driving rain, Cincinnati quarterback Andy Dalton had little trouble against the Bills' secondary, but wet ball drops and even turnovers by the Bengals were evident in that game. The biggest question mark of all, though, and perhaps the matchup of the game, will be the Bills' offensive line and Tyrod Taylor against Khalil Mack and the Raiders' blitz. Last year, Taylor struggled, but he's actually been one of the league's better quarterbacks against pressure, as Pro Football Focus has him rated as the fifth best quarterback in the league against the blitz. Certainly a lot of intrigue on the line as these two original AFL rivals take to the field on Sunday. And in a nod to nostalgia, the Bills are going to be wearing their all-white 60s throwback uniforms. So let's hope we get a game as exciting as the Jack Kemp versus Daryl LaMonica days.
Oh, Jack Kemp.
Yes.
Daryl LaMonica.
My father was Daryl LaMonica's paper boy. How ridiculously old is that? Although my father probably doesn't want me mentioning that. It dates him.
Too late now. All right, Matt Sabuda, thanks for going beyond the playbook.
Thank you, Jay.